22nd run. There's a group of people who gather, who are runners, and they gather every November 22nd at 12:33 p.m. at the School Book Depository and go on the Lee Harvey Oswald run.
Is there any doubt Gordo's getting his running shorts ready for next Tuesday?
I am going to run on today and getting fully outfitted. Yeah, they start at the School Book Depository. Then they run across the, I think, the Houston Street Viaduct, and they run the route that Oswald took. I guess they go by the Beckley Rooming House at 1026 North Beckley, which is still preserved to this day.
That's still standing?
Oh, yeah. Looks almost the same.
That's the one I've been by and seen.
And then they end up over at the Texas Theater. Now, I'm not sure if they go by the Tippett shooting scene. I'm trying to look at their map to make sure
that he did that?
They need to hire me as a consultant to make sure they're having the authentic Oswald experience.
How far is their trek?
4.5 miles.
He took some of that on a bus, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, no, he took just a couple blocks on a bus, and it was so gridlocked that he got out and got into a cab and took that over to the 700 block of North Beckley and then got out of the cab and walked back up to the 1,000 block of Beckley.
That's where he shot Tippett.
He knows the numbers.
That's where he went into his rooming house, retrieved his pistol, which was a 38. It was a Victory model that had been sawed off down to a snub nose, and he got that Victory model, and they also had routed it out to turn it into a 38 special from the original caliber, which was 38. And he took that and walked down to 10th and Patton, where he shot Tippett with that gun. Shot him 5 times, but of course, because the gun had been routed out, it was harder to trace the bullets there, but the bullet casings were traced to that gun to the exclusion of all other weapons.
Lee Harvey is his savior.
What?
It's creepy.
It is creepy
how you worship him.
Not worship him.
This is more than just historic research on your part. This
right. It's somehow sexual.
It was then when he left 10th and Patton, of course, crossed over to Jefferson and cut through that used car lot and ditched his gray jacket, which still had, by the way, the dry cleaning tag marking in it from the dry cleaners, which was later used to identify that as his jacket. Marina also identified it as his. He tucked that under a Plymouth back there and then walked on to Jefferson and down to the Texas Theater. Audie Murphy's War is Hell was playing at the theater. Oswald entered without paying for the ticket, and that ultimately is what tipped off the ticket taker to alert authorities.
How many times in your life have you taken the Trail of Tears?
Well, I don't call it the Trail of Tears, first of all.
The Trail of Triumph, whatever you call it.
So I've probably taken it 5 times.
Wow, that's 5 more than me. I would like to take it.
I'll show it to you.
Can I do it next Tuesday? I may go on it with you next Tuesday.
Yeah, why don't you take us next Tuesday? That'd be a good show field trip. Because I'd
take a little recorder and I'll.
Wait, next Tuesday in the corner, Gordo's Corner, which you should make an appointment to listen to every day, 9:15. You're going to be down at Dealey Plaza.
Yes,
talking to conspiracy theorists, perhaps. Who knows? That's always fun.
That's where you were told last year, very sternly.
Have a good day, or I'll call 911.
Still one of my favorite things anyone's ever said to me. Have a good day, or I'll call 911. Yes.
And don't forget, he'll debate our own Michael Lombardi at 8:50. Yes.
That's right.
No, we need to de-emphasize that.
The big Lombardi.
No, he's excited.
We
just don't know if
have a discussion if you want. We could have a JFK discussion.
Yeah, just a round table.
And then if you get to a point of controversy, then you can have it out with him.
You don't understand how much energy it takes to brush up on all this stuff again, because there's so many.
Well, he's got the energy.
This is what conspiracy theorists do. Their job is basically the Gordo job, which is they just go around lighting little brush fires everywhere.
The arsonist.
And you got to put out one after the other after the other, and it just doesn't take much to start the fire. It just takes a whole lot to put them out.
Yeah.
Because they'll be, well, what about the hobos on the railroad track? Okay, well, those guys were later identified as these. It was not identified as this, and so on. Oh, okay. Well, then what about the so-and-so? Oh, okay, that's
what
an old...
What about what Lee Bauer saw from the railroad station?
What did he see?
Well, he identified that there were... He thought the shots came from right around either the bridge or the grassy knoll. And he mysteriously died in a one-car crash in Midlothian.
That's so stupid. You know what's so funny about that? Hey, what about all the people who mysteriously died?
Right.
Meanwhile, on that list of people that mysteriously died, they're counting people on that list up to like 1984 that died mysteriously. Now, tell me, if you've got to quickly silence these very important witnesses, how do you not get around to killing one of them of a heart attack at his desk when he had always been healthy before until 1984?
Because it was 1984 when he started to talk.
Oh, see, that's the thing. You can't.
He was silent.
It's bop-a-mole. You hit one thing down and then another one's going to pop up just because the person just wants to believe in mystery. They love mystery more than anything else.
Yeah.
And all those deaths. One car, I mean, think about that. Abraham Zapruder didn't have an odd death. He should have been the first one to have the odd death.
But he had his film oddly confiscated.
Oddly confiscated? He sold it to Life magazine.
Oh, he did?
And the government... See, that's what I'm talking about. You just kind of think that and... Oh, he did? Okay.
Missing from that 8mm film?
Yes.
There were no frames
very
missing.
Suspiciously.
If the guy stops recording for a while and then starts it again, and you say that that's frames missing...
Why would he stop recording it mysteriously?
He did mysterious. It wasn't mysterious.
All right, Gordo. That's going to be fun. Next Tuesday, JFK assassination intensive morning on the program.
Indeed. A touching tribute to JFK.
Yes.
As I finger his assassin.
You wish. 6:43 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Our weekly football picks against a P1 coming up in the next...